Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. In terms of spectacle and emotional power, few films have equaled the 1959 epic Ben-Hur. Although the new big screen version is adequate for the uninitiated, it pales by comparison. Jack Huston steps into the role that won Charlton Heston an Oscar, a Jewish aristocrat betrayed by his Roman best friend. Purists may balk at some of the changes the filmmakers have made in the story, but visually, the new version delivers. It may be a bit too early to talk about Oscars, but we may well be mentioning the modern Western Hell or High Water at awards time. Jeff Bridges, Chris Pine, and Ben Foster star in this terrific Texas bank robbery flick that may have the best screenplay of the year. It's a social commentary and character study disguised as an entertaining thriller. Every frame of Kubo and the Two Strings is a work of art. The visuals for this stop-motion animated tale about magic in ancient Japan are deserving of the term stunning. The story may be a bit too intense and tangled for the very young, but older kids and adults should enjoy its opulent pleasures. War Dogs tries to do for arms smuggling what The Big Short did for the economic meltdown. Miles Teller and Jonah Hill star in this comic true story about old friends who get in over their heads when they try to cash in on the military's open bidding for weaponry during the Iraq War. It's funny, scary, and profane in equal measure, but relies a bit too much on the voiceover narration. When an improv comic, played by Keegan-Michael Key, gets a job on a popular TV comedy show, the other members of his improv group become jealous and resentful. Don't Think Twice is a bittersweet comedy from writer-director star Mike Birbiglia about unfulfilled dreams and unused potential. It's smart and sometimes touching, but not quite as funny as it should have been. Also opening this week, Daniel Radcliffe plays a federal agent who infiltrates a white supremacist group in the thriller Imperium. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI FM. Freeze!